Hi, this is Steve Good with the Scroll Saw Workshop, and welcome to this week's 60-second tip. Today's 60-second tip probably can't be covered in 60 minutes, so I'm going to give you the quick and dirty. The first question that almost every new scroll saw owner has is about blade selection. They want to know what the rules are for which blades to use for which projects. Well, the answer to that is there are no rules. They're guidelines, but almost all the guidelines have to be broken from time to time to successfully complete a project. The general rule is the thicker the blade, the thicker the project you can cut with it. But you'll find as you get into projects that just doesn't hold true. The thickness of the wood, the density of the wood, the moisture content, the grain of the wood all play a part in how successful you'll be with a particular blade. Also, your scroll saw, how well it's constructed will play a big part. The quality of the blade you buy will play a part. Obviously, your hand-eye coordination and just how quickly you pick up the skills in the scroll saw will all play a part. So my suggestion is to buy a small quantity of several different blades when you get started. Now, I would stay away from the specialty blades at first. I would stay away from the very fine blades, and I don't particularly think you need a number 12 blade either. So I would buy a small selection of, say, number 3, a number 5, a number 7, and perhaps a number 9. You can try those in reverse tooth and plain blades and just see how you feel. The only other suggestion I would have is you do need plain end blades to be successful in fretwork on the scroll saw. So if your saw only handles pin end blades, then I think you really need to consider some type of upgrade if you want to do more advanced fretwork on your scroll saw. I'm Steve Good. Thanks for stopping by the Scroll Saw Workshop, and I'll talk to you next time with another 60-second tip.